You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds have Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win 6-4, that's in 90 minutes, and Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win in 90 minutes is 10-1. Lukaku has got 4 goals in 5 League Cup appearances this season. Aguero's got 6 in 6 and 4 in his last 2 games since his comeback from injury. No betting on the William Hill website as yet, as we record this on Monday evening, for the to qualify prices. The interesting thing here, of course, is that Man City have got some work to do, because they trailed 2-1 from the first leg when Funes Mori and Lukaku scored 2 for Everton, with Jesus Navas scoring his first goal in, I think, 66 games for Man City. 2-1, like you say before in the podcast, away goals don't count until after extra time. Mm-hmm. So Man City need to go out there and have a right go. I mean, they've won 5 of the last 6 home games in the League Cup. They lost the other one 2-0 to your lot, Newcastle. But they've scored 27 times in those other games. Admittedly, some of the opposition hasn't been top flight. They beat Hull 4-1, beat Crystal Palace 5-1, beat Sheffield Wednesday 7-0, Sunderland 3-1, West Ham 6-0, Wigan 5-0. Some run of games, that, and some scoring record they've had in this competition. Everton were absolutely disastrous at the weekend. I backed them to win and both teams to score as my nap. I saw that Swansea had scored and I thought, come to daddy. And they went and scored again. Everton at 5-1.
There's a funny feeling though around that club at the minute, isn't there? It's just Martinez looks under a bit of pressure. You've got players who are linchpins of that side. The likes of Tim Howard has been getting a lot of stick on social media from Everton fans recently. Yeah. There's plenty that is going wrong for Everton, yet still they're a good side on their day. They've got one of the top goal scorers in the league, and they can cause Man City problems. They did in the first leg. They won 2-1, goals from Lukaku and Funes Mori as well, and they'll be looking to cause problems here. It's worth saying that between those two games, Everton have been to Manchester City and drawn 0-0 in the league.
That's the only game that Man City haven't scored in at home in 26. But they had 18 shots on goal that game, Man City.
Exactly.
Tim Howard had a blinder, actually.
And it's also worth saying that prior to that game, Man City had conceded in 13 consecutive home games in all competitions.
Yep.
Which is pretty incredible when you think that, I tend to think anyway, that teams go to the Etihad and lose 2-0 or 3-0 almost routinely, or they have done in recent years. Not so much anymore, and it's worth saying that they only lost three of those games that we mentioned, against Juventus, West Ham and Liverpool. So they're scoring plenty as well. I think, again, it's going to be a game where there's a fair few goals. No Besic or Marias for Everton. They both were injured in the first half against Everton. They won't be taking part. Enhanced price again, Aguero to score, Man City to win 6-4. You'd imagine he will be starting. I know he's not long back from an injury, but it's a big game for them. Could be the only trophy they win this season, potentially. Yeah. So I think they'll be putting out a strong side. On the other hand, if you think Everton can go there and win, they don't have to. Lukaku to score any time in an Everton win, 10-1 is massive, yeah. Given that basically, well, I will say that if Everton win, Lukaku scores. So I'd rather back that than Everton on the outrights. City to qualify at 4-6, I think, is a knocking bet.
Oh, you've got that, have you? Yeah. It wasn't on my list.
Well, it was about an hour ago when I had a look.
Take it down. Is it
right up at the top or not? Nope. Anyway, it should be there.
That seems like a good bet, though.
Someplace on the console, yeah. Everton 11-10 to qualify is a bad bet, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
City at 4-6 works for me. And two other ones that I liked. De Bruyne anytime, 9-5. He has games where he's absolutely sensational. Then he has other games where he really struggles to get into it. I suppose it's the same for Sterling. Whereas you've got Silva, who's consistent and always there. If De Bruyne starts, I can see this being a game that he gets a fair bit of room with the likes of Coleman and Baines bombing on, because they don't have to, but I think City will get an early goal and open it up a bit. I know I've said I fancy goals, but one bet that did take me here was a correct score bundle. City to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 at 11-5. If you don't fancy goals, I would play that rather than unders on the goals, if that makes sense. Because I think basically City will win this at the end of the day, and that's about it, really.
Yeah. No, but I know what you mean.
Aguero and City at 6-4, I do like.
Yeah, I do.
That's probably the most likely one to land. The others are maybe a bit more adventurous. But Everton, I'd just keep an eye out for it at the minute. Things aren't going well, and maybe Martinez next manager to leave? Because Van Gaal doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon.
It just seems like he's Teflon, though, doesn't he? Like this whole idea of him being able to, you know, experiment with, you know, the younger players and, you know, and let them learn the trade and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it just seems like he's, you know, I don't know. He's got a charmed life. He's 20-1, by the way. And I know you mean, though, where they are in the league table and all that. Mm. Yeah, it's a strange one with him, isn't it? He seems to get quite a lot of positive press as well. The media love him.
Yeah.
So I think that means that, you know, he tends to get a good press rather than if you're Louis van Gaal, media don't seem to like you very much. You get stick every single week, win, lose or draw.
But Martinez's team struggled to defend.
Yeah.
Van Gaal's team struggled to attack.
Yeah.
I know which one I'd rather watch, but with Funes Mori and Stones at the back, they are fantastic ball-playing defenders who sometimes struggle to do the basics.
Yeah.
And I think that'll happen again. I think City will turn this around. Will qualify. That's probably the best bet of 4-6. I know it's a short price, but I think that is a fantastic bet. And yeah, we'll go with the Aguero City win cast. And again, pretty short, but at 6-4, I don't think you can ignore that.
Yeah, I agree with you on the goals. I mean, it's a little bit short at 13-10, but the over 1.5 first half goals. You've got two teams here who do like to score early. Everton, you know, you look at their away form in the Premier League and in the League Cup. Scored after 20 and 28 minutes at Borough. They scored after 15 at Norwich. They had all those goals against Chelsea, but there were none in the first half. It was a drab first half, remember. Mm. And then, you know, even before that, when you look back through the season, they scored early at Bournemouth in the first half against West Ham, in the first half at Arsenal as well. Man City, love an early goal. Two in the first half against Palace, three in the first half against Sunderland, one in the first half against Swansea, and Borussia Mönchengladbach at home in the Champions League, and you can go back further if you like.
I suppose that's the thing.
They've got excellent strikers who take opportunities, Man City. I think that's what will be the difference between these two clubs. Mm. Everton haven't quite got that. On their day, they have, but I think Lukaku kind of wants the ball. He wants everything to happen for him. Aguero will, you know, do everything he can to get the ball in the back of that. I just sensed yesterday, as we record this against Swansea, that Lukaku at times kind of wanted the ball right to him and he would fire it in rather than putting his foot through it and taking the keeper, the defender, the ball boy and everyone in the back of the net with him. Mm. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think Man City win. Mine would be Man City winning over 2.5. I think there will be goals in it.
Okay.
I just don't see how. There's no, you know, Man City have to go for it and that's the key to the match.
What I would say is, just as a quick caveat to what we've said already, Aguero has now played 180 minutes against Everton in the last month. Hasn't scored once.
Mm, true.
I know he's, you could say, well, he's due one. Or
can Tim Howard have another performance like that, I guess is the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.